Our next segment features Linda Duke, who is the executive director at the Beach Museum of Art. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Dave, and everyone.
Yes, well, it's a warm day. It's a good day to be coming up in to being inside the Sunset, or not Sunset Zoo. We had the Sunset Zoo earlier this morning. You see, Linda, I turned 60 yesterday, so already my mind is going blank.
So, you are confused.
Yeah, it's easy to confuse me. The beach gets back open to public beginning tomorrow. How exciting is that for you?
We are super excited. It's been a long time. We've been present for a lot of our constituents with virtual programming and virtual exhibitions, but it's going to be great to see people in person again.
Oh, no kidding. You've done a lot of neat things, you know, and I've seen like the Curry exhibit on your website, and I know that Catherine's Logic has been doing a whole bunch of stuff, you know, with kids programs. I think I follow those on Facebook simply because I just love, you know, the Kansas aspect to what you do in an art setting. But there's been a lot of neat things that you've been able to do to bridge that gap between, 18 months ago and now being fully open tomorrow.
Yes. No, our staff worked hard, and I think they made a very quick transition to get our things online. And our vow has been, Dave, and we're going to give it our best shot, to continue to offer programs virtually, even when they can be held in person, because we find that that has added a whole new audience segment for us. And we think it's a tool that we need to keep using.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I know that, you know, I saw the information, I think it was on K-State Today last week, that you were going to be opening up tomorrow. And you've got, five exhibits, I think, that are going to be of extreme interest. And I love what you have. Everything that you do there has some sort of local tie. So let's talk a bit about the new exhibits or returning of exhibits, a continuation of the exhibits that you have at the Beach Museum of Art.
I'd love that. Well, you mentioned Curry Sunrise. Mm-hmm. That is an exhibition that will be open when folks come today or anytime after today. It's also available online as a virtual exhibition, and it documents a very important and very unusual painting by John Stuart Curry, who is, of course, one of the most famous Kansas-born artists. And so I hope people will come by and check that out. Probably the other most well-known Kansas-born artist is photographer, filmmaker, music composer, poet, Gordon
Writer.
Parks.
Yeah, Gordon Parks is, Fort Scott?
Yes, Fort Scott, Kansas, but internationally known. And there have been a number of important exhibitions around the U.S. in the last couple of years featuring his work at major museums. The Beach Museum is lucky to hold two really unique collections of photographs by Gordon Parks. And that's in part due to Parks's close relationship with K-State, where he received an honorary doctorate, but also thanks to the Manhattan Mercury newspaper and other local organizations that were involved in bringing him for two artist residencies in the mid-80s. So because of those two connections, we have two fabulous Parks collections. So the exhibition that we'll be opening on September 7th is called Gordon Parks, Homeward to the Prairie I Come. And that's actually the first line of a poem that Parks wrote for a special insert in the Mercury newspaper in 1985 about his deep feeling of connection to the prairie land. So we're so excited. There will be an online catalog that will come out a little bit later this fall with new scholarship about Parks and some tremendous, really ambitious public programming. So stay with us. You can go to the museum's website at beach.kstate.edu and pull down visit and check calendar to see some of the upcoming programs. The second exhibition I'd like to mention is kind of related to the Parks in a way. It's work by a very contemporary artist based right here in Manhattan, Doug Barrett. Doug Barrett is a local photographer, videographer, and the museum holds several works by him. That exhibition is called Doug Barrett, Find Your Voice. And we thought it was a great example of a new generation of Black artists who are picking up some of the same mission and themes that informed Gordon Park's work. So I think that will be a real interesting way to relate Gordon Park's and Doug Barrett and have an interesting conversation about that. Doug will be giving a gallery walk and talk about his show on September 16th at 5:30.
Do people need to make reservations for that?
They do not, but we are hoping that there will be some chances for people to watch it virtually. So we do hope to be live streaming that. So stay in touch with us about whether that'll be on Facebook Live or YouTube Live. And then lastly, I want to mention a kind of quirky, interesting, unexpected show, because we at the Beach Museum kind of like to keep spreading it out and reaching different interests. That's called 45 Paleolithic Hand Axes. And it comes from a series called Transfigurations Reanimating the Past. That's going to open on September 21st. And it is the work of an artist named David Lebrun, who has spent a couple of decades working with archaeologists and anthropologists about the ancient iconic objects made by human beings. And so it's an animated video installation where people can encounter these fabulous, beautiful stone handcrafted tools from the Stone Age.
Fascinating.
Yes.
I mean, one of the things that, you know, that, you know, we love about the beach is that, you know, you have such a local aspect to almost everything that, that you do there. And with these new exhibits, that's what, four that we've talked about here so far today. How exciting is that for you to be able to offer those, especially after really not having your doors open for what, about the last 18 months?
That's so true, Dave. And, you know, I think one of the things we always try to think about, as I mentioned, is diversity in all senses of the word, covering artists of different backgrounds and cultures, different media styles, and kind of mixing it up a little bit. Our focus is always going to be on this region and the folks and the lives of people in our area. But we also really look toward connecting that with larger issues. So every once in a while, we're bringing in something that we think will enrich lives here, but isn't out of Kansas. And that's true of the Hand Axe exhibition. That artist is based in California.
Mm-hmm. Well, and is there a time frame that these exhibits will be lasting there at the beach?
Yeah, the actually all of the exhibitions we've discussed are going to be up through this whole school year. And in fact, the 45 Paleolithic hand axes will be up into the middle of next summer. So there's plenty of time for people to come in and see these and to see them online too, because we'll also be putting up some virtual versions.
We're visiting with Linda Duke, the director of the Beachy Museum of Art. And Linda, let's talk a little bit about some of the online things, because you've had a lot of things, not just for adults, but also for kids. And so let's touch base about some of those online aspects that people can still take advantage of through the beach.
Yes. So we already have two new exhibitions that are virtual. And that doesn't just mean that we put pictures of the artwork up online, Dave. there's a whole craft to making a good experience for people to visit an exhibition online. And we have some real talent on our staff that has focused on that. So the Curry Sunrise exhibition is available virtually. And so is Catherine Schlajek's exhibition that you referred to earlier, the 2x2 Animal Pairs, which really dives deep into the Beach collection and pulls out some images and fantastic works of art that I'm quite sure most people haven't seen. So those are both available now online. The Gordon Parks and Doug Barrett shows will soon be available online after they open.
And there's no admission to come check out the Beach Museum of Art.
No admission either way. Watch us on your computer or come and visit us in person. It's free.
That's like the greatest freebie in town.
Absolutely. And then some really great talks and performances. So don't forget to keep checking us out on social media and checking the website for programming. If I can mention something that's a little bit further in the future, this next spring, we're going to kind of take these exhibitions out with a big bang. We're partnering with several units on campus, including McCain Performing Arts Auditorium, to bring a real A-list jazz musician to Manhattan, Terrence Blanchard, out of New Orleans, with his band, the E Collective. That's going to be a performance at McCain on April 7th. Blanchard is one of a host of artists who has been inspired by Gordon Parks. So there's a real connection there. And like Parks, Terrence Blanchard is kind of a Renaissance man. He's a composer and a writer, and he speaks, and just a real talent. And on top of that, the night before that performance, he will appear on the McCain stage along with our own Kevin Wilmot.
Oh,
amazing
Junction City
writer, yes, who teaches at KU.
And Linda, unfortunately, we're out of time, dear. But folks can come visit you starting tomorrow. What's the hours at the beach?
Yeah, so 10 to 5 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 8 on Thursday, and 11 to 4 on Saturday.
Well, have fun getting back to normal.
Thanks so much, Dave. Bye, everybody.
Linda Duke with the Beach Museum of Art.